Now we have extensively discussed about the application tracking software, its benefits. Let us now move on to the resume parsing software, another very helpful software which is now being used extensively by company departments, by agencies, by online job portals and others. Also known as the CV, CV stands for curriculum vitae. So CV parsing, resume extraction, CV extraction. This is basically a process of conversion of free form resume. As we see, the norm is of MS Word. So worldwide people create their resumes in Microsoft Word in a free form. Free form is there is a specific a free flowing structure. So it is the conversion of free form resume into structured information. So important bits and pieces of information are culled out from that free form. So you don't have to look at the entire resume. You only have to look at specific things that you have set out as filters. Those things are passed or filtered as they are done in a structured format which is suitable for storage. So if you are storing information in a database, the database will not understand those 1000 words of process from a Microsoft Word. It will understand basic fields like qualification. It will understand basic field like the years of experience, basic fields like the roles and responsibilities. These kind of things are actually understood, and these kind of things can be stored in any type of database for reporting purposes. So if an Excel query is run and a report needs to be generated, so in that case information which is structured can easily be understood and manipulation by a computer. So if you want to run certain things, if you want to generate a report with a statistical database, then they need to be in structured format, and all this functionality is provided by the resume parsing software. So basically what it does is it creates or converts information from free flowing resume to bits and pieces of information which are gathered in a database and which can be acted upon, processed by the recruiters whenever required. So this is nothing but the process of passing of a resume. In general, there are three types of passers in the industry today. The first is they're enlisted here. The first is based on the keywords that are presented in the resume, hence known as keyword based passers. The next form a criteria based on the grammatical rules set out in the language, set out in the application or the resume, hence known as grammar based. They're based on the grammar rules. And the third being on the statistical information, thus the statistical parsers. We're going to discuss each parser in detail in the next few slides. As mentioned, we're going to discuss in detail the parsers. The first which we had mentioned was the keyword based parser. Now these kind of parsers are the simplest and the least accurate. Now logically what happens is one keyword might not be able to be distinguished by the surrounding ones, hence the accuracy is lost. They work by identifying words, hence the name keyword based, phrases and simple patterns in text of the resume, and then applying simple heuristic algorithms to the text they find around these words. So it's nothing but a language or a software which has specific designed code to understand words, to understand phrases and simple patterns in text. They are based on simple programming or heuristic logistics. So heuristic algorithms are nothing but certain calculations, certain pieces of code in order to decipher certain words, phrases and patterns. These parsers are the least accurate because they can't extract information that is not surrounding one of the keywords. So what a parser might decipher as important and parse might not be important to the human recruiter. Hence they are not very effective. They are the basic level. They can be used by for passing simple requirements or when there is a bulk requirement of a simple nature. Let's move on to a more complicated type of parser, the grammar based parser. In fact, these parsers generally capture much more detail, and as mentioned before, these type of parsers, the foundation or the basis is the understanding of grammatical rules, grammar based rules in sentences, grammar based in phrases, and they also are run on algorithms. The algorithms here are more complicated than simple keywords. They consider grammatical rules, extensive grammar based rules to come to a conclusion to parse data. The downside to this particular type of parser is that they require a lot of manual encoding by skilled language engineers. Why language engineers? Because this is based on grammar. So language engineers are those people who have a good knowledge of the English language, of the rules of English language, and they also need to connect this to create an interconnection between the software which needs to be designed to understand these rules of language. So there is a good chance of deciphering something in a wrong manner here. Well, two parsers we've already seen, one based on keywords, the other one in the slide based on grammar. The next parser is the statistical type of parser. Now, as the name goes, there is a certain set of calculations, there are certain numbers involved here. So this particular parser attempts to apply numerical models to text in order to identify the structure in the resumes. So what they're doing is they're putting some statistical models to work, some numerical models which are used as the basic logic or the basic algorithm here. They consist of pure statistical parsers which generally perform better than keyword based parsers, but not so well as grammar based parsers on data that parser has not been trained on. So the parser needs to be trained on the set of data. It needs to recognize what is important statistically, what is not. Hence, they at times do not perform as well as grammar based parsers. Here we continue discussing about the statistical parsers. They achieve very high accuracies on data on which they are trained on. So they need to run analysis, they need to run through data in order to be used to a certain set of data. Not usually used very often, since this data is by definition old data that will not be seen again. Hence, it is not logically feasible to use the parser on older data, because that data has become now obsolete. So hence, this kind of parser is not too much in use. Different parsers now we are looking at the features. We have discussed three important types of parsers. We have understood the logic behind the process of parsing information from free flowing information to specific details which are ready to be stored, which are ready to be processed by different software applications. Different parsers make different claims as to how good they are and what they are good for. The two key measures, now as a recruitment professional, we need to analyze, we need to make a choice. Like earlier, we had to make a choice with the vendors, we had to make the choice with the agencies, we had to make a choice with the practices. So here we have to make a choice with the parsers. Here as well, two key measurements or two key measures need to be looked at and analyzed before a choice of parser is made. Those being the coverage of the parser. So how much of coverage can the parser make, as in how much of data can be parsed, how much of free flowing information can be converted into exact variables, as well as the accuracy. So if the accuracy needs to be at least more than 90% as a norm today in most of the parsing software, in most of the recruitment firms. So if it is not, then we need to consider those ones which have that level of accuracy. If accuracy is a concern, then probably inaccurate information will be processed and the results will be problematic. So accurate data needs to be parsed as a part of this parsing mechanism. We briefly spoke about the coverage, the two important factors, the coverage and the accuracy of parsers. Let us describe some more on these particular element. The coverage basically describes what a parser actually tries to extract. Well, all parsers try to extract contact information for the candidates, and most extract skills, work history, and qualifications. Some parsers extract referees, hobbies, candidate summary, desired salary, desired location, nationality, visa status, and various other fields. All of this information is required to create a full record for the candidate, and in general, the more information a parser extracts, the better. So this is what is actually the coverage in the context of a parsing software or a parser. Now, the second thing that recruiters need to take care of is what kind of accuracy needs to exist. We've spoken a bit about this. Let us, through this diagram, we're going to enlist certain factors. Like this particular factor describes how good a parser is at identifying information from a resume. So, extremely important to understand the accuracy levels. Accuracy actually measures how often the parser is actually right. So, if out of let's say measurement of 100 words, what are the number of words or what are the number of things that the parser has got right? That is the accuracy. And the parser should, as a convention, be more than 90% accurate. So, if a parser is less than about 90% accurate, the number of errors will be too large to permit it to load data into a database without extensive human intervention or without extensive human supervision. The next point that we are going to look at is about the benefits of resume passing to three important entities, the first being the candidate, the second being the recruiter, and the third being the employer. So we're going to look at this particular aspect. Parsing software applications automatically capture all data in a CV, social media profile. So this we've already known. The data is extracted within a few seconds and entered in appropriate fields. Search criteria can also be assigned automatically. This can be done through previous, pre-programming before the parsing software is run. All this takes place in your own recruitment system or job portal. The parsing software applications make manual data entries a thing of the past, hence providing a lot of saving of time and efforts. Now, enlisted here are some of the benefits. The candidate can apply for a job quickly and easily through this, and the candidate has a positive experience. So these are two important pieces of benefits when the candidate's concerned. It saves up to 80% of time compared to manual entry of the CV data. This is one of the important benefits to the recruiter, as well as it receives more candidates due to an increase in the conversion rate that is up to 300%, and also has an optimum CV database with complete candidate profiles. So this is a huge help to the recruitment efforts as far as the entity, the recruiter, is concerned. Now, the final entity that it provides a benefit to is the employer. Several benefits can be accrued to the employer. Few of them are: it strengthens the employer brand with an inventive job application process. It sees a significant increase in the conversion rate of e-recruitment applications and can produce clear analysis and generate optimum search results. Now, this is due to the structured data storage, which is a point, important point, which we've mentioned in one of the previous slides, that it is, passing is a structured approach. Thus, data is stored in a structured manner in a qualitative CV database, which is more likely to achieve the best matches between the jobs and the candidates. Hence, three important entities are influenced or benefited: the candidate, the recruiter and the employer. In the last topic, we've seen the kind of benefits of the resume passing systems. Now, another technological evolution which is used by recruitment professionals all around the world as well as in India is the concept of cloud computing. Hence the name of the topic, leveraging the power of cloud computing in recruitment. So recruitment is also a field which has been impacted by cloud computing. So it is extremely critical for us as recruitment professionals to understand what firstly is this concept, because cloud computing is a relatively new concept. Although not completely new or novel, but relatively new. It's been just as old as a decade, not more. When you consider computing, it's been there for previous 5 or 6 decades, but cloud computing is relatively new. So what is cloud computing and how is it used in the field of recruitment management or recruiting is the prime area of concern for this and the next few slides. So we're going to discuss this particular concept to make things simple, so that in the future you can use these particular concepts, so you can use them in recruitment and get better results. First, let us delve into the basics of cloud computing as to what is cloud computing, what is the concept. Well, basically cloud computing is nothing but the use of hardware and software. It's a combination of hardware and software which is provided as a service over the network. In our case, since multiple companies are linked to the internet, so the network becomes the internet. So the hardware and the software combination provided as a service, that is software as a service provided over the internet, is nothing but the cloud computing. Now the name, the cloud, you've seen a cloud, how a cloud is, the basic shape of a cloud. So the basic shape of a cloud was universally used to denominate, or to used as a notation to hide or to encapsulate the complex infrastructure or the actual infrastructure involved in such computing. That's the reason why it is called as cloud computing. So the benefit of this is that the user is not concerned with those complicated infrastructural details. The user is just concerned with specific tools that they need to use. In our context, the recruitment tools that can be used when you're using software as a service by cloud computing. Cloud computing entrusts remote services with a user's data, software and computation. So the infrastructure, the way it is integrated into the systems, the way those tools are used are all not the headache of the organization. Those things are managed by cloud computing applications. You just have to manage specific things. Hence, it is creating a great impact in the field of computing as well as in the field of recruitment. Let's move on. Let's understand some more basics in cloud computing or basics of cloud computing. The end users, what they do is they access the cloud-based applications through a web-based browser. That is your browsers like a Chrome, Google Chrome, or a Microsoft Explorer or other browsers, or a lightweight desktop or mobile app. Nowadays, mobile apps have become quite famous with the Android operating system. You have a plethora or a multitude of mobile apps which can be downloaded from places like Google apps or other places. So mobile apps. So these are some of the interfaces for the end user or for the recruitment professional to download and use from, while the business software and the user's data are stored on servers at a remote location. So the background infrastructure, the background servers are at a remote location, which are encapsulated, which are invisible from the end user. So the end user is not wasting time. It is not the end user's headache to understand the complex networking, the complex backend processes that happen in cloud computing. They are just concerned with entering data using the features, using web browsers or lightweight desktops or mobile apps, which are easily available to them. Proponents, in simple terms, proponents mean the people who are advocating this particular concept of cloud computing. What they claim is that this particular concept, this particular method of computing actually allows companies to avoid upfront infrastructure costs. Yes, because the backend servers are always at remote sites, probably manned by huge companies like Google. You've got a Google SkyDrive now if you are using one, or you've got Microsoft Drives which offer cloud computing, or you can save information there. So the infrastructure costs, or probably the costs of maintaining databases in a physical manner, are all things of the past, and focus on projects that differentiate their businesses instead of infrastructure. So if as a recruiter you are not you do not need to design a database, you do not need to maintain a database, all you need to do is update the database and run queries so that you get information which is pertaining to your field rather than the way it works. So infrastructure is now the headache of the servers which run on cloud computing, and all you need to do is you need to look out for data, check for the best alternatives in recruitment. So a focused approach, an extremely specific approach is taken when you consider this particular form of computing, when you amalgamate this particular form of computing with the basic recruitment process. Let's move on. Again, we are going to discuss a few features of related to the basics of this particular concept. Cloud providers manage the infrastructure and platforms that run the application. So it is not repeatedly saying this, the headache of the people who are manning the front-end systems, the recruitment professionals. SaaS, that's software as a service, is sometimes referred to as on-demand software. It's a plug-and-play. If you've looked at apps on mobile systems, on Android phones, they're just a plug-and-play. You just need to install the software and play it. So these are some plug-and-play things, and is usually priced as a pay-per-use basis. So let us take the example of an SaaS service, which is let's say an ABC software, which is running on the cloud computing. So you do not need to install the entire software. You can download a few features, you can subscribe to those features and only pay per use basis. So if you're using it for a specific period of time, you pay a specific fee. If you're using specific features, you pay a specific fee only for those features. So what you use is what you pay. So this is a relatively light, it's a relatively inexpensive alternative rather than looking at software applications which are heavy, which include things which are not implemented or things which are not used on a day-to-day basis. As we know, many of us who've used different types of softwares, be they word processing softwares, be they recruitment related, be they database related, we all know certain things we use, certain things we do not. Things like macros, things like a mail merge are not used on a daily basis. But things like a save, things like a copy, things like a paste are used on a daily basis. So, things which are used on a daily basis, or things which are used more relatively than the things which are used less, you can subscribe to those things and pay only for those things which are used more frequently. So similarly, this particular concept actually capitalizes on this particular thought. Well, the SaaS providers, they generally capitalize on this and they provide price applications using a subscription fee. We've all seen this when we have gone to Google Play, where there are thousands of applications. Some of them also are based on cloud computing, that is the recruitment software provided by the cloud. So this is the general concept of cloud computing. Now how we use it more specifically in the field of recruitment is the point of discussion here and in the next few slides. These solutions often packaged, we've spoken about this as software as a service or SaaS for short, touch our professional lives as profoundly as our personal ones. In fact, a famous, this is a research company, Merrill Lynch, estimates that overall businesses spent $160 billion on cloud computing products in 2011 alone, a market that continues to grow. So that is the kind of impact that it is having. And of course, as we progress through the slides, we will also look at how it impacts recruitment in specific. So there are certain reasons that are cited out by the proponents of cloud computing when it comes to a specific field, a narrowed field of recruitment. Let us look at what they are and why they are so important as tools. The very first reason is there's an access on demand. So you just, it's like a plug and play. You just like a photon, if you've seen a photon, Tata Photon or Reliance dongle, how it works. It is based on a dongle. It has a software. Once you click connect, it connects you. Once you click disconnect, you're out of it. So it's access on demand. And of course, these other points are enlisted like multiple sources for candidates. So each point will be discussed in the subsequent slides. Let's quickly look at these points first. Increased speed of implementation and updates, improved candidates and analytics, and increased innovation and customization. So these are some of the major reasons why cloud computing is coming in its fore, and why it is providing so much of benefits to the recruitment industry. So first point is access on demand. So the cloud computing offers the ability to access software or information that's delivered on demand and over the internet without the need to store it locally. So you don't, if the software is heavy, you don't need to waste your resources. You don't need to waste your computing resources for the infrastructure. It is available over the internet. These software as service solutions create a convergence of previously disparate data, providing a seamless and secure portal into the analytics behind bigger talent management picture. So they integrate the various functionalities of the recruitment process, which are behind the curtains. A lot of intricacies lie behind the curtains. These are just, you know, they integrate with the present systems and they can be plugged in and they can be utilized. The next point is about the multiple sources for candidates. So they prove to be multiple sources where the aspirants or the candidates can actually go ahead and upload their applications or resumes. A proprietary private cloud in the form of HR software as a solution means combining these potential sources of hire into a single source for tracking, measuring and reporting. Also, if this service is provided online by companies, the candidates can also leverage this particular service. The third point here is increased speed of implementation and updates. We've noticed that recruitment has been a process which is a dynamic process, involves a lot of entities. Now, gone are the days when an implementation inevitably meant a gaggle of contractors, consultants, and customer service. So, earlier times, implementation of any system in recruitment or any drive required these entities. Now, with the cloud, all these things seamlessly are, you know, integrated into a single system which the recruiters can leverage. So, the cloud capabilities can often be implemented in a matter of weeks or months instead of years. So there are such functionalities where you do not need to develop a system from ground up. Whatever your systems are currently, the cloud can integrate quickly. It can start off quickly, and instead of the years and months or weeks, it can happen, instead of the years, it can happen in weeks or months. The next point in focus is the improved candidates and the analytics, which is an enhanced feature provided by cloud computing. In today's world, as we see a word here, which is called as the new killer app, of course, the search, that is the search for resumes, is the new killer app, or the search for jobs from the perspective of a candidate. So the cloud computing gives a lot of you can say a functionality, where in early times there were disparate sources of information. Now the cloud seamlessly integrates these particular sources of information. A prominent example is that of the Seymour trademark from themonster.com. Here it uses the Sixth Sense technology to seamlessly integrate the resumes which are sent by the delegates or by the candidates with the social profiling, with the databases of the employers, and people can even from their handheld devices conduct private searches. So that's the reason why the cloud is transforming heaps of data or big data into highly relevant and highly targeted results. We're continuing this point in the next slide as well. By consolidating internal and external resume databases, employers can source across multiple platforms. That is the example that I provided about Sixth Sense technology provided by Monster. So what happens is the platforms across multiple platforms simultaneously allowing for continuity and connectivity when developing and pipelining candidates. So a company is exactly aware of what pool of candidates are applying for positions, and the candidates can use different ways and means to get in touch with the company. So it's all a seamless integration which happens. Thus, the recruiters can make the most of the new recruiting reality of doing more with less, and cloud technologies can bring new capabilities to legacy systems. So they can, as pointed out in a previous slide, they can actually seamlessly integrate with the existing legacy systems, enhancing those particular legacy systems, improving the workings of those particular legacy systems, and applying cutting edge semantic search technologies. The example which was provided from Monster.com, the Seymour technology that they are using now to return more relevant and targeted results. So what's happening is there's a reduction in the time spent on systems, there's a reduction in the cost using cutting edge solutions like the semantic search technology, which is an integral part of cloud computing. There's an increased innovation and customization which is happening through cloud computing solutions because of the speed and the agility which cloud computing solutions provide. The result increases access as well as self-service updates and opportunities for customization. Unlike previous HR software, cloud computing solutions feature an open API code to automate processes and communication between different systems and platforms. What this does is, this enables different service providers which share a common platform to create their own customized software packages. So they are not dependent upon any proprietary packages or any costly packages. They can create their own software using the open API. They can create their own customizable plug and play softwares which various companies can use at a reduced cost. So this drastically results in saving of cost. The open API that is inherent to cloud computing solutions democratizes it, provides a freedom to the development, to driving continuous innovation at a competitive cost structure. That is the very reason why cloud computing solutions are much more cost effective than conventional software packages provided by recruitment companies, or probably by companies that cater to recruitment function on the organizations. Well, friends, thus we have completed this particular chapter, which focused on the use and the leveraging of technology which is present today. We've seen important aspects of technology, like how to leverage technology from the e-recruitment perspective, the online perspective. We've seen the use of technology when it comes to applicant tracking systems. We've seen the use of technology as it comes to resume passing systems, and extensively discussed about the benefits of the ATS as well as the resume passing systems. We have also looked at the basics of cloud computing and of course the benefits that are provided specifically towards the recruitment industry. With this, we complete this particular chapter on leveraging the power of technology when it comes to recruiting. Thank you.